Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
For the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, 842. Jess, I know you got a lot of stories, but a lot of people are talking about this. This is trending, and a lot of people are mad about it. Okay, ESPN apparently is acquiring the NFL Network and the NFL Red Zone. How do you feel about that?
Well, I have that story here.
Oh, you do have it.
Okay. I have a couple things here. So in this landmark deal, now Disney will acquire NFL Network, while the NFL will gain a 10% stake in Disney. ESPN will fully own the NFL Network and merge its fantasy football product with NFL Media's. The NFL will license games, red zones, and other content to ESPN, strengthening its streaming service. The deal aims to enhance fan engagement and expand Disney's streaming system. But I don't know. I saw that trending yesterday, and I didn't piece it all together to see what it means for us as a fan.
Well, what it means for us is, and it's not going to be this season. So we're going to go through another season of everything the same. Everything is all normal for this season coming up.
All right.
But next year,
tell me about the changes.
ESPN is going to be taking over the Red Zone.
So you have to have ESPN.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. But they're going to be running the Red Zone. And then also, they're taking over the NFL Network. So people seem to not really care about the NFL Network as much as they do the Red Zone, because the Red Zone is commercial free and it's runs all, you know how the Red Zone works, you turn it on and you get all the Red Zone.
We do it every Sunday, but
and it's 8 hours of commercial free programming.
How do we see it now? I don't even know, because the guys put it on. Is it on Hulu, or how are we watching it?
You have to pay for it. It's part of a package.
Okay,
but you know, again, it's part of the NFL ticket, you know, and then, I mean, I can get it other ways too, but
I know we have it, but I don't know how we have it.
The Red Zone is very specific. You know, some people just watch the Red Zone, or they watch their game and then the Red Zone, but it's 8 hours of commercial free NFL games and, you know, like stuff going on, plays in the end zone or the Red Zone. So a lot of people were having a fit about that, saying that ESPN's going to come in and commercialize it and add different hosts, and it's going to...
Hope not.
Well, that's what people are saying.
I hope it's what we love.
People are saying that it's over. Enjoy this last season. So I don't know. What do you guys think? 302-858-5117. Now, we don't particularly watch the Red Zone all the time.
Oh, we do.
Because we go to the games.
Yeah.
We have season tickets to the Commanders and we go. So, but we normally watch the specific games.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how we watch.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever game's on, we pick one and watch it, or we flip back and forth.
Got it.
We don't necessarily watch the Red Zone, but I know a lot of people who do.
Yeah.
So it is definitely something. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, ESPN acquiring the NFL Network, the NFL Red Zone channel, and other media assets. Like you said, Jess, the NFL is getting a 10% equity stake in ESPN. Now, here's an NFL Network intro being taken over.
Oh, boy.
By the ESPN sounder, okay? Which a lot of people are mad about.
Welcome to the following presentation of the National Football League on NFL Network.
Now, that could or could not happen. But, you know, people are like, oh, they're going to put Stephen A. on there, and they're gonna ruin it.
NFL will license games, obviously, the Red Zone, and other content to ESPN. So it's like the NFL will give them the content. And this is just to strengthen ESPN streaming service.
Well, apparently ESPN is launching, because they have ESPN Plus now. Apparently ESPN is launching a new app.
Okay.
And it's going to be streaming. And I don't know. I don't do a lot of fact checking, but I also saw on social media, I think either this morning or last night, is WWE programming moving all over to that app too? I don't know. Not Monday Night Raw, because that's on Netflix, but all the pay-per-views, that, well, they're not even pay-per-view anymore. They stream on Peacock. Apparently, they're coming off Peacock and moving over to the new ESPN app.
Okay.
The WrestleMania, the SummerSlam, the tables, ladders, and chairs, the Royal Rumble, everything, all the premium, you know, the premium events are going to be moved over to this ESPN app. And that is a story that I saw floating around. Again, I don't do a lot of fact checking, don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you up to date on that as well. We'll probably get the subscription to this app if that's right. Happening. Yeah. You know,
I mean, no matter what, if you're a football fan, you're gonna get it, whatever it is they do, whatever changes are. You can like be upset and write all these statuses and like go through it, but for what? Because you're gonna get it.
I know you're gonna get it, you're gonna watch it, you're gonna love it. So it is what it is.
You're gonna steal it from the neighbor.
Yeah.
You're gonna do the bootleg way.
No, I won't. I'm gonna protest. I'm not gonna watch it. Okay. Are ya?
Oh my
Jess,
gosh.
What else is going on?
All right. Also, Brooke Hogan, she did not go to the funeral for her dad. She says that he didn't want one. She says that she did not attend her dad's funeral because believes that it's not what he would have wanted. In a lengthy social media post on Tuesday, she writes, "My father hated funerals. He didn't want one. And although I know people grieve in many ways, and I'm so grateful for all of the celebrations and events that had been, you know, organized to honor him, as his daughter, I had to make my own decision to honor him the best and most genuine way that I know how, and that's privately, the way that made me feel the closest to him. Instead, Brooke says that she honored her father by taking her children to the beach, placing them in the salty water that he loves so much. She also adds that the only thing missing today was Hulk in his pop-up lawn chair while watching the waves and the sunset. Her heartfelt message was accompanied by a series of photos showing her enjoying the beach with her husband, Steven, and their 7-month-old twins, Oliver and Molly. Brooke believes that Molly will carry the nickname Little Fish, the same one that he used to call her. She closes it out saying, "Every grain of sand and every wave reminded me of being your beach baby. You brought us closer to you. I pray that you are at peace and know how dearly I love you. Rest in heaven, Dad." So sad, right?
Wow.
Gosh.
Very sad.
I know. And also, nominees for the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards dropped yesterday, and Lady Gaga is on top with 12, followed by Bruno Mars with 11 and Kendrick Lamar with 10. Other top vote getters include Sabrina Carpenter, Ariana Grande, The Weeknd, Billie Eilish, Bad Bunny, Jelly Roll, Ed Sheeran, Tate McRae, Miley Cyrus, and many more. The VMAs will air on September the 7th on CBS, MTV, and also Paramount Plus. By the way, there have been rumors that Britney Spears will perform, but apparently that's false.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, I know. So that's your update there. These pictures are also trending online. Paris Hilton's husband gave her a private pink jet for her birthday. I mean, how can you go bigger than that?
All right.
The pictures are just incredible. So if you want to see it, it's amazing. This flight that you can take can go from LA to New York, Miami to London. It has that hot stenciled on the outside. And on the inside, I mean, it is over the top. The steps on your way into the plane says icons only. That's hot. Loves it. And it's pink inside and outside. They have a pink carpet. There's mugs. Even on the buckle of the seatbelt, it's engraved PH. I mean, everything inside has leather, champagne, pillows. The rug has pink diamonds on it. It's over the top. So what a birthday gift. I mean, he really, really showed off for her. And Harvey Weinstein says, "I want my fair cut." Now he's suing Finding Neverland and the top producers for $2.3 million. He's taking a financial dispute from Broadway to court, and he's suing the producers of Finding Neverland, the musical, for more than $2 million, and he says that he is owed that money. TMZ broke the story yesterday, so we'll continue to follow that as it unfolds.
Okay.